This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Tell you what, boy, Donald Trump, he is a fake politician. Whoa, what did you just say, Kevin Jackson? Don't make me fight you, man. That's Trump supporters. Hey, that's a good thing. Everybody settle down. Donald Trump is a fake politician. Be happy about that. He's a real businessman. He's legit with that, but he's a fake politician. This is the time you want a fake. There was a story about a fake lawyer that made me think about Donald Trump in this way. And I was thinking, you know what? We got real politicians. You know what real politicians are? They are chaos merchants. That's what they sell. They manufacture chaos. You can't keep your job solving problems. If politics was what it really is supposed to be, it's what we would call a self-defeating business. Meaning, you're in it to put yourself out of business. You want things running so smoothly that nobody needs you. It's like automation, where you say, okay, I can bring in a bunch of employees, I can have a lot of problems, or I can hire robots. I can employ robots. Put the car together, goes down the assembly line, rolls off the line, and the only person you need is somebody maybe to drive it out. No, you know, get a robot for that. What about kiosk? I don't need somebody taking your order. Do, read it. Okay, I need a burger, french fries, Coke. Extra ketchup. In Europe, that's 30 to 50 cents per packet. But the point is, the less people I have, the less aggravation I have. That's what you're looking for. Anyway, let me go back to this. Real politicians want chaos. They want people. They want people fighting each other. They want, you know, I don't know, McDonald's going after Burger King. Who's got the better burger? Then they, if you're in McDonald's, then they want the fry guy going after the hamburger guy, you know, whatever. They will create strife where none exist. That is their job. And that's why I tell you, Donald Trump is a fake politician. He doesn't want to do that. He's like, nah, I'm going to solve problems. The kiosk solves problems. It takes away the employee. There's nobody to fight. If you can automate it, imagine if you could use robots, cyborgs, to make burgers, and you don't have any EEOC issues. When George Floyd gets himself killed, the robots don't go, oh, Lord, George Floyd got killed. No justice, no peace up in here. We ain't making no burgers. Robots don't care. But don't think for one second, if the left make an AI robot, do you think that they won't make that robot LGBTQ? Or black, you know, or Muslim, oppressed in some way? Intersectional. We have to make all of our cyborgs. Can you imagine a lefty manufacturer of AI robots? That sucker would be so intersectional, he wouldn't even know how to act. It would be a gay Guatemalan midget turned black woman from a male transsexual. You know what I mean? That thing would be a mixture of everything. You think a walrus is a funny animal. Wait till they finish with that AI robot on the left. But the robot is supposed to be a robot, right? It's supposed to that. No emotion. Make me a burger. Kevin, your burger's coming right up. What would you like on it? Whatever. You tell it. 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and sesame seed bun. Okay, you want a Big Mac. Coming up. Big Mac for Kevin Jackson. Right? I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. Donald Trump, he's a fake politician. Everybody's, whoo, tell me more, Kevin, tell me more. Politicians stink. So do real lawyers. There's a lot of lawyer jokes. There's a lot of politician jokes for a reason. Each of these professions will sell you out for personal gain. Did I mention Donald Trump is a fake politician? He doesn't want to be a politician. Donald Trump doesn't consider himself a politician. He considers himself a businessman who understands politics. That is not a politician. That's somebody who understands the world of politics. Big difference. You could be a politician that understands the world of business. that actually makes you pretty good. We have a lot of politicians that don't have a clue about the world of business. Donald Trump does. So the reason why I bring this up is lawyers will plead a case because they don't want their record to get blemished. Or, you know, in other words, for personal gain. I don't want to lose. I'm not taking that case for this reason. Donald Trump takes all cases. That's what he did. I played the clip of that billionaire the other day who said, I switched. I'm firmly for Trump. I'm no longer going to just dogmatically oppose him because, you know, and I keep coming back to that guy because his name was Comanthe or something. I don't know his name, Indian dude. But he realized how wrong he was. Let me tell you, feel good, conservatives. The left is waking up every day going, holy crap, have you seen what's happening right now in the Middle East? How was the Middle East under Trump? Somebody remind me. Israel sitting down with the Saudis. I mean, peace, practically peace in the Middle East. Where are we now? What do you think would happen if Donald Trump became president today? Do you think that Palestine would continue doing what it's doing, or do you think Donald Trump would say, all right, let me go ahead and start laying out some rules here. You're going to get your crap together. I don't blame just one guy for this. I blame the entire establishment of leftism for the war in Israel between Hamas and Israel and the anti-Semitism that's going on in the world today. But I want to get back to this because there's a fake lawyer who won all 26 of his cases despite having no legal training, and he was arrested in Kenya. The man practicing under the name of Brian Mwenda has been accused of being a masquerader who stole the identity of a real guy. His name was Brian Mwenda Nwitwiga. But he won all 26 of his cases in Kenyan court. So I ask you this. Who would you rather represent you? The fake lawyer or the real lawyer? I don't know what his record is, but I'll tell you this. If you said to me, Kevin, you can have this fake lawyer that's prosecuted 26 cases and won every one of them, or you can have one that you know, of your choosing, I'll take the fake. Donald Trump is a fake politician. I want the fake politician. I don't want the real ones. The real ones will sell you out. The real ones are looking for something to further their record. They want to be judges or whatever. This fake lawyer, all he wanted to do was represent people. And he knew he was good enough. And he did it. You know what they should do? They should give that man his law license. We got a lot to talk about this hour. Thanks for being here, folks. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Are you comforted by Joe Biden? In other words, Joe Biden is the, quote, leader of the free world. Are you comfortable with him leading the charge in what's now going on around the world? Joe Biden presides over two wars, not including the one internal to America that he started with us, but he presides over two external wars. One he created by letting Russia go into Ukraine, and a second now with the way he treated Israel, financing the war against Israel. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to thank everybody for reaching out, a lot of people for reaching out, and, checking on me. Kev, how you doing? Because I wasn't in a good headspace the other day. And it's funny because my buddy Dale, he sent me a note. Actually, we were talking, and he said, Kev, I really appreciate how you're always upbeat and all that, and I am. No matter what's going on in life, my mother-in-law, was having major issues. By the way, she's doing fine. She's back home. And, was 6 weeks of amazing family drama. And, you know, Melissa's gone. I'm having to take care of my own, you know, my kiddo here who's taking us through some hoops because he's 16 going on 17. And then she took him up to Montana because, you know, we weren't sure if that would be the last visit he'd get to see, you know, Rosalind. And thankfully everything worked out. But anyway, he was a character up there too because, you know, he's 16 going on 17. And you got to let him... You got to let kids, you know, explore. There are things at 16. When he was 13, I wouldn't let him get away with. He's 16 now, going on 17. I say, yeah, you know what? You can use the, you know, the crap word, you know, whatever. There are things I'll let you say that you couldn't say before. Because I get it. You're transitioning into manhood. There's still things you can't do. So anyway, we're dealing with that. Typical stuff of life. I didn't get to go hang out with Dale and Craig. Because of what happened with my mother-in-law and a host of other things. Then we had all this pressure of this big event. By the way, we got our big comedy event November the 8th. If you're in Prescott, Arizona, you should go to topcomedyshow.com because we're going to be performing, me, Tim, and Brad, doing our comedy, 8th and the 9th, 8th in Prescott, the 9th in Mesa. So if you got friends in Arizona, let them know. But the point is, trying to get butts in the seat for the Vision Summit, because what am I talking about? You know what I've been talking about for the past few years? You know what I've been talking about since I started radio? This is going to blow your mind. Woke. Wokeism. It didn't have a title necessarily, but or a category, but that's what I've been talking about. The use of everything. Kevin, black people did then. Okay. If you want to let that be an excuse, if you want to let somebody run game on you because they're black, you're asleep. Or, in their case, you're woke. What's interesting is when the Democrats or the leftists use woke, woke means you're asleep. You better get woke. What they're telling you is we want you to go to sleep. As we slip in all this nonsense, we want you to go to sleep. We cheat in elections. Go to sleep. Here's how we do it. We make black people think we care. Go to sleep. We make women think we care. Go to sleep. We make you think that your elections are fair and that your vote counts. Go to sleep. We make you think that there are terrorists on the other side of the issues and, you know, all these conservatives and they're the ones that need to, you know, get woke. Because they don't get it. They're not intersectional enough. They're not, you know, they don't believe in CRT and DEI and ESG and all this other nonsense. Go to sleep. You don't wake up to this. Don't wake up to the reality of what we're doing to you. How we are slowly taking away your rights with, I don't know, fake diseases. Vaccines that don't work. That when the placebo works better than the vaccine, you know you got a problem. And you know what's funny? Every day the revelations come. It isn't nothing new is happening for us. I'm not revealing anything new to you didn't already know. If I tell you, hey, you know what? The shot didn't work. Were you surprised? I'm not surprised. Many of you listening to the program, y'all are like, Kevin, I agree with you 100%. Yeah. Well, you agree with me because you have common sense. It isn't. We're not gurus and yogis. We're just ordinary people that know how to look at something and go, that doesn't make sense. Look, I'll be honest with you. I love the concept that I'm some, you know, woo, Kevin is so brilliant. You know, I'm sure there are people listening to this program. And Lord knows, down the line, people are going to be talking about how great. I mean, I don't know. I'm probably going to be a Thomas Sowell of a generation at some point when people get these recordings of me. I need to put some of these in, make sure that you can see me visually, because these are profound common sense statements. I mean, I'll ask you if you're comforted by Joe Biden. I think I know the answer. Most of you would say no. When Biden's gone, are you going to be comforted by Kamala Harris? Will you be happy that she's the new leader of the free world? Will that comfort you? With every passing day, Donald Trump gains more prominence. And so do you. because you've supported him. People are beginning to realize how different the world would be if that coup that happened in 2020 had not occurred. I want you to reflect back on, and I do all the time, the debates where Trump called it out. He says, you let this man become president, and you're going to get a world you've never seen. You're going to get a financial market in triage. You're going to get a stock market in triage. You're going to get a world that's in chaos. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what Trump said. The world would be dramatically different. Do you think Democrats don't recognize that? Trump did not have a war while he was president. He didn't start any wars, and he was getting us out of them. It wasn't isolationist. He just said, we go to war when there's a reason, when it's necessary. But we're not going to fight the world's battles. And you know what Joe Biden did? Started fights. They were afraid of Trump having the nuclear button. We are at the brink of nuclear war. And it's not going to come from Russia. It's going to come from Iran or Pakistan or somewhere like that. Israel's got to get its act together. And the United States got to help them. America, folks, was respected under Donald Trump. No Democrat, I'm going to repeat that, no Democrat believes America is more respected under Joe Biden. Not one. They can yell, they can scream, they can pretend. Not only is Joe Biden a terrible leader, he's corrupt. And that corruption has bled over into our politics. And the geopolitics of what Joe Biden has done, let me tell you, the history books will write about this. What a crooked man. The worst guy for this time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Last night, President Biden spoke to the nation about how America should support Israel after the attack from Hamas and continue to support Ukraine. Several Republican lawmakers report receiving death threats after they voted against Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. The State Department has issued a warning advising Americans abroad to exercise increased caution. This advisory comes in the midst of escalating tensions between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. A new report from the Pentagon says China now has over 500 nukes and has blown past previous projections for the size of its nuclear arsenal. That report adds China is now producing even more weapons while expanding their navy. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tell you, there are times when you watch leftists or people that pretend to be leftists, and they got to come out of themselves when the cake hits the fan. And Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, he's got a big Jewish population that he's got to satisfy, but he's also a realist. I think this is a guy that he's that moderate guy that wants to see things from both sides. And I'll give him some credit here and there. He does a lot of stuff the right way. And in this comment that he makes it clear that he is in support of Israel. These are the types of leaders you want to see step up at the right time. Here's Mayor Eric Adams of New York.
But I am in so much pain from what I saw and what I witnessed. Nothing can justify pulling innocent children from their homes, murdering them, dragging them through the streets, laying your feet across their bodies. Nothing can justify what we witnessed. Nothing can justify what we witnessed. It was clear that it was anger, anti-Semitism at the highest level, and a total mindset of inflicting pain at one of the most holiest days of the year in a premeditated barbaric action that is unacceptable, and it will go down in the history as one of the most draconian, disgusting acts you can ever witness. We cannot allow the darkness of the actions we witness to turn us into who they are. That is what their goal is. But I'm clear. Israel has a right to defend itself. Israel has a right to protect itself. And we need every one of those hostages to be returned home. We need them to be returned home.
Even leftists get some sanity from time to time. And I don't know that Eric Adams is a pure leftist. I think he's a guy that's more on the right who understands that in order to win in a city, you've got to run with a Democrat or an independent as your label. And that's sad. That's a sad state of affairs for the Republican Party when you can't represent yourself for who you are. Because everything he just said there is what the right represents. What did he say? Nothing can justify what we witness. I'll tell you this. I don't have to see anything. The minute I see somebody take a child from their family and kill that child, I'm on the side of the child. I don't care, black, white, Jew, Gentile, doesn't matter. If you yank somebody's kid from their home and kill them in front of the parents or anywhere else, I side against you. Oh, Kevin, it was your brother. I side against my brother. There's right and there's wrong, folks. And he said it. It's anger. It's anti-Semitism at the highest level. And you know who spreads it? I've already talked about it for an hour plus today. The people who spread it are the left. Murderers. And when you learn that it was the Jewish holiday, that they knew that that these people would be in a different mode, a solemn mode. They wouldn't be ready for an attack. This was planned and orchestrated down to the level of, again, the idea to do the most damage and to do the most damage to civilians. They didn't have to attack civilians. But Eric Adams goes on to say Israel has a right to defend itself. And he says the hostages need to be returned home. Well, let's talk about that for a second, because Jake Tapper was interviewing Sullivan, one of Biden's staffers, and said, when are you going to get the, what's the story with the hostages?
Is rescuing the hostages a priority at all? I mean, Israeli news media, like Haaretz, they say it doesn't seem like it at all. And frankly, Jake, if my kids were being held hostage in Gaza, and as you know, there are Americans being held hostage in Gaza right now, I'd want you to send in the Navy SEALs. What's the conversation like in the White House about the U.S. conducting any sort of operations in order to save Americans being held hostage in Gaza?
Well, the president has been very clear that he has no higher priority than getting Americans back safe, Americans who are being held hostage by Hamas.
The Israelis are bombing the crap out of Gaza, Jake. I mean, it doesn't seem like saving the hostages are a priority at all right now.
Well, for President Biden, they are a priority. They're the highest possible priority, and he has sent hostage experts to coordinate and consult with the Israeli government on hostage recovery efforts. He's also made sure that our diplomats are in touch with third countries in the region to explore avenues for their safe release. I have to be cautious about how much I can say about certain efforts he's undertaking, because we want to protect those efforts to give us the best possible chance of getting our people home. Now, Jake, one important point when it comes to the issue of the Navy SEALs is we do not at this point have pinpoint location information for where the American hostages are. So we have to continue to refine our understanding of where they are, and even, Jake, who they are, because we know there are 15 unaccounted for Americans, but we cannot confirm the precise number of American hostages being held by Hamas at this time. All we can do is to continue to work closely with the Israeli government on hostage recovery options, which we are doing, and then work through third countries to see if there are avenues for release. Those efforts are underway. Our hope is that they can produce results. We will continue to stay focused on this. It's as high a priority as the president has.
Wow, this thing leapfrogged his legislation to help gays. Whoa, that's, woo, yeah. Well, or maybe it hasn't. I don't know. Because, I mean, we do know that the oppression of gays is the biggest existential threat to mankind. Sounded like a leprechaun when I said that. Do you feel comfort? I asked this question earlier. Are you comforted by Joe Biden and his response? If you were a hostage anywhere in the world, who do you want to be your president? Joe Biden or Donald Trump? What would you do? I'm curious about this question, and I was going to wait until the next segment, but I think we can ask it now. What would you be willing to do to protect America? Now, a lot of that answer depends on how old you are. If you're in your 70s, 60s, and 70s, you're like, look, I can't go fight. I can. I'm 60, but I can fight. Yeah. But I'm saying, I understand people going, I can't fight, but I'm willing to donate. I'm willing to whatever. It's kind of what we ask when we ask you, what are you willing to do to help our brand? Will you click the button? Will you download the shows? You know, et cetera. I don't know what you can do or are willing to do, but are you willing to do it? But I'll put it to you this way. I would give my life for this country. I would. Now, I don't know that everybody's willing to say that. If they said to me, Kevin, you could go into the military right now, we'll cover your life, you know, make sure everybody's good on this end. You could go in right now, pick up a rifle, and go protect America, and we need it protecting. I'd be at the front of the line. remembering that song when I was a kid. Billy, don't be a hero. Don't be a fool with your life. But I would be the hero. I would sign up so fast it would make your head spin. Because part of my life, I've always said, I should have gone into the military. I should have gone into the SEALs or the Delta Force or something. Probably Delta Force because I don't want to do cold weather stuff. But I'm just saying, I should have gone into one of those because it's my mindset. I was already trained to do it. So if I could do it all over again, I would gladly do it. And I tell my youngest son, I go, look, if you want to spend 4 years in the military, go in, become a SEAL or a Ranger or whatever, get out, get your benefits, and then go live life. Go figure it out. But you'll have a lot of opportunity if you do that. I don't think he was going to do it. But I'd be willing to do anything to protect America. I don't expect everybody to have that answer. I would like them to. But then I'll ask you this question. What would you do to protect yourself? And you know what's interesting? There are a lot of people that freeze. I don't know. I mean, I would probably... There are people that would be so frightened they wouldn't protect themselves. But you know what you'll notice about somebody who's not willing to protect themselves? They might actually be willing to protect a loved one or a friend or their own child. So when you ask yourself what you're willing to do, it really does have some implications, unless you're like me and you say one and the same, one size fits all. Ask me what I'm willing to do to protect my child. Ask me what I will do to you if you threaten Melissa. Ask me what I'll do to you if you want to do something to this country. But I could ask you another question. What would you do to protect your business? There are people that stood out in front during the riots and said, with rifles, and said, you come into my business, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to hurt you. Those are the people that think like I do. What about my friends? I fight for my friends. Tooth and nail. Israel is our friend. What are you willing to do for them? You willing to fight? Jake Tapper asked a good question. What are you going to do to help get these hostages back?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Tonight, there is growing backlash to a letter signed by nearly three dozen student groups at Harvard, which solely blamed Israel for the deadly attacks by Hamas.
We do not punish or sanction people for expressing such views.
The BLM chapters and groups across the country actually celebrating the sickening sight you're seeing there.
Their flyer had a paraglider on it.
Oh, Raymond, it's getting so bad you can't even hold a moment of silence for the Israeli victims during a school board meeting without pushback.
As the old civil rights adage goes, no justice,
no peace.
Remember that what's happening right now is in a greater context of one of the greatest crimes against humanity, which is an apartheid regime.
The Israeli government is what has fueled this. It's Israel that is occupying the Palestinians, not the other way around.
And it's basically like living, Alex, in an open-air prison.
I think Hamas mainly attacked military establishments, military installations.
That was about 50 seconds of absolute praise for Hamas or excuses for the cowardice attack on Israel. Harvard students blame Israel. Protests all over the country at colleges and universities. Pro-Palestinian blame Israel protests on college campuses. And the other one was, oh, Hamas was merely expressing its views. That's why they raped and women and killed children in front of their people. They were expressing their views. Black Lives Matter, you know, the American Black Terrorist Group, celebrating the attack on Israel. Why? What do black people have in the fight against Israel and and Hamas? What exactly what? Nothing. Jumping on thinking, oh, it's anti-establishment, it's whatever it is. Anti-Semitic blacks, by the way, who are getting over. And what does Hamas use? What's their excuse? No justice, no peace. I talked about this. We export the worst of black culture. No justice, no peace. Black people are feasting in America. Overwhelmingly so. Doing better than any African country on the planet. In fact, the little bit of a population of the United States blacks are doing better than all the African countries combined. And that includes their oligarchs, their kings, their chiefs. And then they said this. You got to put this in a greater context. I talked about it earlier. Called Israel an apartheid regime. Kevin Jackson posed that to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Leftism is amazing, boy. It'll rationalize anything. It can rationalize killing of a child in the womb, then rationalize and calling you the crazy person because you don't want to help with a woman's right to choose, but then they will let a death row inmate out on the streets. That's how they rationalize. They rationalize, don't lock up criminals because they had bad upbringings, but then they want to defund the cops when they let these criminals that commit heinous crimes. Why? Because they don't have good upbringings. They want them back on the street. I just want you to understand crazy. You gonna let them get away with this? Are you going to, when you're in one of these philosophical battles, is this your way of dealing with it? You do. Listen, you can bring your crazy to me. I'm going to fight you tooth and nail. And not only that, I'm going to make sure you know that I know how stupid you are. You will not project your stupidity on me. Unbelievable. Biden is supposed to be good on the world stage, right? He was what brought that foreign policy, you know, gravitas to Barack Obama. That's why he was picked. Able to negotiate anything. You know, a steady hand. Is that the way we define buffoons today? Or back in the day, 2008, when Joe Biden should have been retired, along with Mike Pence, by the way. Mohammed bin Salman supposedly kept Anthony Blinken waiting for hours for a meeting. Then he didn't show up. Blinken, Biden's Secretary of State, was going to persuade the Saudi ruler to condemn the Hamas terror attacks. Now, before I get more into detail with that, let me tell you what happened when Mohammed bin Salman met with President Trump. I don't know if you've ever seen the video. This guy was like a kid in a candy store. He couldn't believe he was sitting with Donald Trump. See, Donald Trump made his billions the right way. He earned it. Bin Salman, he got his money. He was sitting with a dude who earned the respect of the world, who built a multi-billion dollar company, a multi-billion dollar brand, then, without benefit of his lineage, he became president of the United States against all odds. That is what Ben Salman, that's who he sat with. And you should have seen the look on his face. He was like, boy, oh my gosh, I'm sitting with Donald Trump. That dude has never sat with another human being, probably outside of his royal family, where he had that much respect. And you know what he did with Joe Biden's people? He said, I'll get to him when I get to him. You may not remember this. Joe Biden called him when he needed his help. I forget what was going on. It was something happening in the Middle East, and he didn't even take his phone call. Here's what the article says. Saudi Arabia's ruler kept U.S. Secretary of State Blinken waiting for hours for a meeting. Then he didn't show up until the next day in an astonishing snub to the U.S.'s top diplomat. This article is in the Washington Post if you want to read it. Don't believe me. They said, in the wake of the terrorist attacks in Israel, Blinken last week visited several U.S. allies in the Middle East in a bid to rally them around the U.S. position. And he also included Mohammed bin Salman. Now, what is the U.S. position? The public position is we support Israel. The private position is we will allow Hezbollah, Hamas, and all these other criminal terrorist organizations to infiltrate our government as we pretend that we give a crap about America. We will honor the squad. Ilhan Omar, and Rashid, and all those other Muslim-sympathizing terrorists that have now infiltrated our government. We will pay homage to them, and we will slowly let this happen. And by the way, there's no question how this all happens. It happens incrementally, slowly, this acceptance. And these moderate Muslims that allow this to happen and don't speak out are the problem. The same as it is with these moderate blacks, the people like me that are willing to put on the big boy pants and say, I'll say it, I'll let you know, black folks are playing game, running game on America. These leftist black folks, they want you to believe that America owes them something. They know America owes them nothing. But if they can get you to pay for it, why not? You ever had a friend say, hey, man, when you give me back that $10 I loaned you? What $10? It was like a year ago I gave you $10. Man, I don't remember. You know, that's running game. A friend of mine, he borrowed $10 from me. And then when I saw him, it was a few months later. He goes, oh, man, I gave that to your uncle. And I said, well, then you gave my uncle $10, but you still owe me $10. You can go get that other $10 you loaned my uncle back from him. You kidding me? In this meeting, the Crown Prince reportedly called for Israel to halt military operations that claim the lives of innocent people. Let me just explain to you what's happening. Joe Biden can't send, he can't go, and he can't send his top diplomat to meet with partners to say, you got to admit, you must say that this terror attack was uncalled for. He doesn't have the juice. You think Donald Trump would have been able to meet with the Crown Prince and say, look, I understand it's your, quote, Muslim brothers, but here's what you're going to do. You're going to condemn this attack. But let's level set. If Trump were president, he wouldn't have to have that meeting. Remember, Donald Trump was the one that got these two people, Bin Salman and the Israeli prime minister, to sit down for peace accords. He was the guy that did that. Does he have a Nobel Peace Prize to show for it? Nope. Because as I said earlier, Donald Trump's not that good of a politician. In fact, he's a fake politician, which is good for us.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.